This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Hey, before we get into sports, let's celebrate Synthesizer Appreciation Day. Here from the 80s is OMD with If You Leave.
I touch you once, I touch you twice.
Last night at the Olympics, if you saw it, was fantastic. We had a very special moment for Lydia Jacoby from Seward, Alaska.
King is behind. Schoonmaker is above her in lane four with a slight lead. And then you've got
Jacoby
up there in lane three. Challenging Schoonmaker. We've got 10 meters left. Lydia Jacoby, the 17-year-old from Alaska, is putting on the surge of her career. And Lydia Jacoby is going to win gold for the United States.
Yeah, she won gold for the U.S., but she really won gold for Alaska. They never had a swimmer in Alaska win a gold medal.
That's pretty cool.
You can see the split screen. I posted this on the Rumble in the Morning Facebook page when I got in. Yeah. Split screen between her winning this thing and the gathering in Alaska going completely bonkers.
That's awesome.
It is pretty cool. So congratulations
great,
to her. So she gets us a gold. Reagan Smith, the former world record holder in the women's 100 backstroke, won the bronze for Team USA. That race was won by Kaylee McEwen. She's from Australia. And afterwards, for the folks back in Australia, she was being interviewed live, and this is what she said.
What would you like to say to your mum and your sister for now?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't say that. We're live. We're live on TV.
Fantastic.
Team USA also scored the bronze medal in the men's 100-meter backstroke. And this isn't the greatest story. The defending champion, Ryan Murphy of the United States, finished third. So he gets the bronze, but it's the first time since 1992 that an American swimmer did not win the gold in the 100-meter backstroke. I believe the Russian athletes were 1 and 2 in that race. In other Olympic events, Delaney Schnell and Jessica Prado won the silver, maybe it's Parado, I don't know, won the silver medal in women's synchronized 10-meter platform. We did have a tough moment, though, in the diving program. Aldo Fabrica of the Philippines, not the best dive.
He has dreamed about this his whole life. Fabrica, the Olympics. That is not good.
No, he landed like flat on his back. It's just bad.
Great call.
U.S. women won their 50th straight Olympic game. They beat Nigeria 81-72. According to a new survey,
What sport?
Basketball. I'm sorry.
Oh, thanks.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Yeah. The U.S. women's basketball team.
Oh, okay.
50
thanks.
Straight for them. They beat Nigeria 81-72. According to a new survey, if you couldn't win a gold medal, most people would gladly take the silver over the bronze.
Okay.
But not Jerry Seinfeld.
I think if I was an Olympic athlete, I would rather come in last then win the silver, if you think about it. You know, you win the gold, you feel good. You win the bronze, you think, well, at least I got something. But you win that silver, that's like, congratulations, you almost won. Of all the losers, you came in first of that group. You're the number one loser. No one lost ahead of you.
Three-time Cy Young Award winner, 8-time All-Star, World Series champion, Max Scherzer has informed the Nationals that he's open to being traded by Friday's Major League Baseball trade deadline.
That's awesome.
I think it is, Rick, if the Mets can get him. He has the 10-5 rights, meaning he's been in the majors for more than 10 or more, and he's been with the Nationals at least 5 consecutive seasons, so he could exercise where he's going to potentially end up if they decide they're going to trade him. It didn't sound like he was demanding a trade. He just said, hey, I'm open to winning another World Series. Ain't going to happen this year with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd like to ship me off and get something better, if you think you can, by all means. If not, I'll just stay here and keep pitching. He didn't sound disgruntled at all.
All right, good.
I'm sorry, what was that?
1-5 and 6-and-go.
Okay. Aaron Rodgers, the drama in Green Bay apparently over. The drama in Green Bay apparently over.
With all due respect, I don't care.
I really don't. Deshaun Watson of the Texans has not been punished by the NFL for lawsuits against him, but that could change soon. 10 of the 22 women suing him have filed complaints with the Houston Police Department, so they're investigating. Deshaun is open to settling the lawsuit with the 20-plus women who are accusing him of sexual misconduct. But his attorney, Rusty Hardin, says that, we're open, but we absolutely want this to remain public. He doesn't want any confidentiality agreements. I don't want anybody to be saying that this guy paid off women to stay quiet. So if there is a settlement of any kind, it would have to be made public. Therefore, both sides, Watson and the women, would be able to say to the world at large whatever they wanted. End quote. Okay. To me, that's dangerous. You got 22 of them and one of him.
Is it possible that he's hoping that this, like, forces their hand somehow? Because, like,
obviously,
if they decide not to take the settlement from him, then they can spin it like, oh, all of a sudden when there's no non-disclosure, we can talk about it. They don't want the money anymore.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's definitely, I mean, I Rusty know. Hardin is a great attorney.
Yeah.
He's a great attorney.
He's packaging this.
Yeah.
Now, so, have they gone to the authorities?
Yeah. 10 of the 22 women have filed complaints with the Houston Police Department. So it's hard to investigate a complaint when most of these happened so long ago. And how do you find a witness? A lot of them occurred in hotel rooms.
Yeah, he said, she said, as they say.
Yeah, so it's very difficult. And if there's no physical evidence, it's very hard to investigate. You're basically just taking a report. You know, I don't know what to do there.
Right.
Major League Baseball action. The Mets and the Braves played an exciting doubleheader. The Braves won 2-0, and then the Mets won 1-0. Mm. The Phillies with a 6-5 win over the Nationals. Red Sox topped the Blue Jays 5-4. And here's your fun fact. Get ready for this fun fact, folks. I'm going to throw out a caution if you're a pet lover. Back in 2017, 18 piglets and 2 sows survived a fire in Wiltshire, England. 6 months later, the owner of the farm, Rachel Rivers, sent the firefighters that saved her piglets and the property some sausages. The firefighters initially said the bangers were fantastic, but then after learning they were eating the piglets that they had saved, and then thus the complaints coming in, they ultimately said they were sorry about eating
them. What a horrific...
Meanwhile, the farmer thought she was doing
something
nice.
Oh, my God, yes. Well, in her world, it's like, this is all sausages. That's why we raised them.
Piglets are so damn cute,
too. They are. They
and,
are.
You know, and I'm sure 6 months later, they're much larger and whatnot, so they're not as cute. But, dude, you're eating these the piglets you saved.
You saved it. You risked your life.
You went in there and you pulled them out, saved them all.
Risked your life.
There was probably cute photo ops afterwards of a firefighter holding a piglet. And
here's the deal. People running back. There was that guy that ran back into a burning house to get a six-pack of beer. I mean, this is good bacon.
Oh, I remember that.
This is good sausage.
Good sausage.
Good stuff.